How wonderful to know that truth from Scripture. Amen.
Amen.
We serve a living God who loves us and gave His only Son for us. We read about Him in the Scriptures. We read about Jesus interacting with people. And we shouldn't be surprised that this carries on even in the church today, that the blessings that Jesus gave to, say, children continues today. Matthew 19, verses 13 through 14 says, "Then little children were brought to Jesus for Him to place His hands on them and pray for them. But the disciples rebuked those who brought them. Jesus said, however, let the little children come. Let the children come to me, and do not hinder them, for such is the kingdom of heaven." I would like to welcome Jay and Danielle and okay. I've never had that happen before. All right. Well, let's shift gears a little bit here. And thank you, Shelley. We'll pause that thought, hold that thought. All right. I want to welcome you for being here today. Thank you so much for attending today. Are you welcoming spring? Isn't this wonderful?
Yes.
Whoa. Walked out on the deck this morning and it just felt like summertime, even though it a heat wave felt pretty good. Well, if you have your Bibles and would like to turn with me to Matthew chapter 28 this morning, I would like to read a passage of Scripture as we prepare for receiving the Word today. Matthew chapter 28. Verses 18 through 20. And Jay says, "Why is everybody looking at me?" Come on up. I'd like to welcome Jay and Danielle and Ariana to come on up this time. She's sleeping, isn't she? Wow. Jay and Danielle, in presenting Ariana for dedication, you signify not only your faith in Christ, but also your desire that she may early know and follow the will of God for her life, that she may live and die a Christian and come to everlasting blessedness. In order to attain this holy end, it will be your duty as her parents to teach her, and we're going to talk about teaching this morning, to teach her early the fear of the Lord, to watch over every step of her education, that she not be led astray, that you'll direct her youthful mind to the Scriptures and her feet to the sanctuary or church, to restrain her from evil associates and habits, and as much as in you lies, bring her up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. If you will endeavor to do so by the help of God, Will you answer, we will?
We will.
Let me now turn to you, her church family and biological family. I ask you now, congregation, will you commit yourself as the body of Christ to support and encourage these parents? As they endeavor to do the will of God in her life. To assist Ariana by nurturing her growth towards spiritual maturity, if you'll do all you can to help Ariana in her spiritual life and in her physical life, in all areas of her life, will you answer, we will?
We will.
Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you that right now, in this moment in time, that we do not take Ariana's life for granted at all, Lord, but rather we understand the significance and the beauty of her life, that you have ordained her to be here today, that you knit her together in her mother's womb, and that you have a wonderful plan for her life. Lord, you have heard from Jay and Danielle, and you know their hearts, Lord, how they want her to know you early in her life. Father, we thank you for that dedication, and we also thank you, Lord, for the dedication of this church body and her family. We thank you, Lord, that everyone in here wants the best for Ariana, and we bind together. We come together today in the name of Jesus, and Lord, would you bless her life? And if I may hold her now, if she'll let me. Let's pray together and continue in prayer. Lord Jesus, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we dedicate Ariana's life to you. What a special, special gift. And Lord, I pray that she would early come to know you as her personal Savior, that you would keep her feet, Lord, on your path, that, Lord, her life, that she would avoid the common pitfalls that many of us have fallen into ourselves. Lord, give her an open heart, an open spirit to receive your wisdom into her life. And she has a mind and a soul that she'll exercise her free will. We've all done it. And Lord, we pray today for your prevenient grace in her life. As this dedication points forward, Lord, to the day that she will, of her own free will, accept you as her personal Savior. And Lord, we're going to do all we can as her church, and I know her parents will do the same, to help her come to know you early in her life. So, Lord, we thank you for her life, and we dedicate her to you now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. She is just so beautiful. Would you mind if I just walk her around a little bit?
Sure. She might cry, but...
She's just beautiful. Sweet. Am I holding her okay?
Yeah.
It's been a while since I've held one of these. I believe our stewards have a gift to present at this time. I'm going to give this to you, Mom. And that's on behalf of all of us. Thank you, guys. Thank you for the privilege of letting us be a part of your life like this and her life. Let's thank the Lord Jesus for this wonderful blessing, shall we? Amen.